Sometimes it can feel like food has an emotional control over you. Well, it's time to show your food who's boss with Noom. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
MLB DFS Pickets, your Friday, April 6th. Hope everybody's ready for a big weekend of baseball action. We got a 7-game slate on here for your Friday. Sorry for no Thursday podcast. Had some stuff going on. I got a makeshift office for this one, so bear with me here. We will make this happen. It is we got 2 games early. Coors Field is in play. You don't have to worry about that today. And we have a game in Cleveland. So 2 games you don't have to worry about. We have 7 that you do, and the weather is nasty. Let's get the totals real quick. Baltimore at the Yankees, 9.5. Reds at Pirates, 8. Blue Jays, Rangers, 10. Cubs, Brewers, 9. Padres, Astros, 8.5. A's, Angels, 9. Dodgers, Giants, 8. But here's the kicker. Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, winds blowing out hard to left center at 17 miles an hour. Chances of rain, especially as the night goes on. Baltimore, the Yankees, wind blowing out to left center about 12 miles an hour. Rain starts coming in heavier as the as the game goes on there as well. Toronto, Texas, wind blowing out at 14 miles an hour to left center. Chances of rain there, scattered thunderstorms. And then the Giants game, it's nasty. There's like 100% chances of rain, so keep an eye on that. So 4 of your 7 games have rain. 2 have domes, so you're good there. So there should be at least 3 games at play for sure, probably 5 or 6. Giants game at the moment doesn't look great, but we'll see how that plays out as the day goes on. Maybe it's scattered showers and everybody goes away just fine. Let's get into it. Your pitching on this 7-game slate is ugly, and it's led off by Lance McCullers of the Houston Astros at home against the San Diego Padres. $12,300, and he is by far the best pitcher on this slate. Coming off a great opening day, starting at Texas, 5 1/3, struck out 10. He had that curveball just working a beauty. Only 1 fly ball, 10 Ks, 8 ground balls, 1 fly ball. Those are the things you love to see. And he's facing a Padres team that is absolutely dreadful. They'll strike out a handful of times, and they're just bad at baseball. 3-3 total, lowest on the slate. So a ton to like about Lance McCullers today at 12-3. Barring anything goofy with injuries or whatnot, he's by far the best play on this slate. You go down, if the Giants games plays, you got Kenta Maeda at 11-2. He's going to be super, super low owned. And he had a great start his first time out. 5 innings, 5 hits, 10 Ks against those Giants. Now you're going to duplicate that? Probably not. So 11-2 is really steep for a Kenta Maeda, but on the slate, he does stand out, especially where most people will pay up for Lance McCullers or they'll save money and go down. Kenta Maeda can be extremely low owned at 11-2. But the weather is very, very nasty there, so be careful. Drop down to the middle tier. Luis Castillo at $8,700. I go back to that. Well, the stuff was there. The swinging strikes were there. He had his changeup working masterfully. Just, hit a few road bumps, gave him a couple home runs. He was at home against a Nationals team. It's very, very good. Five innings, 6 hits, 6 earned, 2 homers. But he had the 6Ks. A lot to like there. 7 ground balls to 4 fly balls. Really good stuff there. Now he goes to PNC Park, a much more friendly pitching park against the Pirates team, who is playing good. Gregory Polanco, another home run yesterday, absolutely crushing the baseball. But, a total of around 4, lefties 278, righties 290 off Castillo last year. I believe the stuff is there, and he showed it. It was there. It just, again, tough team, made him pay for little mistakes. I'll go back to the well with Castillo against the Pirates at 8,700, and hopefully people are scared off by him. CC Sabathia, $7,900 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Coming off an okay start at Toronto in his opener. 5 innings, 1 earned, 4 Ks. Again, another ground ball to fly ball rate. You liked 8 ground balls to 3 fly balls. That's something I really like to pay attention to with my pitchers. Keep that ball in the ballpark the best you can. The Orioles do have a lot of pop in that lineup, there's no doubt. But it's still, very sketchy. And They finally got to Tanaka in the sixth or seventh last night, but CeCe just has a way to grind along. He'll give up a few runs. He has a K rate around 18%, a ground ball rate around 50%. So there's a lot to like there. When you look at Baltimore, team totals about 4.3, middle of the pack. Lefties 306, righties 309 on Sabathia. The Baltimore usually does strike out quite a bit, so he might give up a couple, but the K upside's there, and most people get scared away of those Orioles bats, so his ownership should be quite low. Pretty much all these pitchers the rest of the way down are very, very dicey, but Sabathia does have a decent return, and he is a pretty decent favorite, I believe. Yeah, minus 170 favorites, a good chance to pick up the win as well. We dip down a little farther, and we take a look at Trevor Williams, a guy we were all on his home opener. He was stupid cheap that day, still very cheap today. He was 5,200 on opening day at Detroit, six innings, no earned, five walks, 1K. That's where it hurt, five walks, only 1K. Again, eight ground balls, a three fly balls, still got you 16.5 points that day. 7,100 at home against the Reds. We saw Stephen Brault absolutely deal against the Reds yesterday. It was quite surprising. And Trevor Williams has better stuff than that. Hopefully more K's up his sleeve, because that was pretty dreadful. But it's a Reds team that just, it's scuffling. And they have the third lowest total on the entire slate, or just below four. So that's saying a lot about the $7,100 pitcher getting the third lowest total on the slate. Lefties 316, righties 294. So I don't have a problem with Trevor Williams at 7,100. You can match him up with McCullers pretty well. You can match Castillo up with McCullers pretty well. It'll probably be my kind of popular ones. Castillo, Sabathia, Williams, those kind of combos with McCullers is where I'll be looking. And then maybe a Williams, Sabathia for fun or something. Because when you get below Williams at 7,100, it's absolutely dreadful. And like Brandon Woodruff, I don't mind, but at home against Chicago, extremely risky. You can take the gamble if you want, but I'd rather not. Matt Moore at home against Toronto, no. Derek Collins home against the Giants or the Dodgers, no. Parker Bridwell at $5,800 is intriguing at home against the Oakland A's. Good ballpark to pitch in, not as good as it once was, but still pretty good. To make his first start of the year, he's a minus 135 favorite. It's okay strikeout stuff. It's just he's such a fly ball pitcher, so it makes it very, very scary. There is a chance for just a beatdown. And that A's lineup, I talk about it a lot. We like them a lot this year because there's so much potency there, and they're always so cheap. And when you're paying up for like a Castillo and a McCullers, it allows you to get like your Lowry's and stuff so cheap. It's beautiful. But, you know, lefties 325, righties 293 off Bridwell last year. So if you need a cheap dart, I don't hate it at 58. He's probably my favorite dart. But again, it's a dart because it's dangerous. But he does have the upside there at home in that matchup. The other one I want to mention, and no one will own him, because again, we don't like picking on the New York Yankees at all if we don't have to. But the reason it is okay to pick on them from time to time is the strikeout upside. The strikeout upside is going to be tremendous. They strike out a ton. We did take them the other day, you know, and you had the likes of Stanton striking out five times with Archer. Archer, he gave up, three or four runs, but struck out a ton. And he still got you a decent amount of points. And you look at a guy like Kevin Gausman. Very, very scary. But he had a K rate of almost 23%. He got beat up his last time out. There's no sugarcoating that at all. When you look at the numbers, they say it to you loud and clear. At home against Minnesota, four innings, seven hits, six earned, two walks, five Ks. So five Ks and four innings is one thing that stands out to me. But the scary part, three ground balls to eight fly balls, that's not good in Yankee Stadium. So it is something to keep in mind, but he's dropped all the way down to $5,600 with that K upside. You know, you can give up three or four runs and strike out seven, eight guys, and you'll be okay. So we look at our pitching up top. McCullers won, Maeda 2. Remember, Maeda's a good chance of a rainout. In the middle, you got Castillo, Williams, Sabathia in that order. And down below, Parker Bridwell and Kevin Gausman. Before we take a look at the bats on today's slate, let me talk to you about Draft. Go to draft.com or look in your app store under Draft to play one of the newest, funnest fantasy games on the planet. You draft in under 5 minutes. It's the snake draft, so no one has the same players. You pick a pitcher, two infielders or DH, two outfielders, and you rock and roll. There's also different formats where it's all pitchers, all hitters. You play, I guess it's called expert, but it's not expert people. It's just they knock off like the 10 to 15 top guys, so no Trout, no Harper, stuff like that to make you dig deeper into the pool. And that's why I love drafts, because when we do this quick hits, it opens up a lot of deep guys. And some people just look at the projections. So I do my rankings first thing in the morning, and it's a lot of fun. So if you want to play, like I had Gregory Polanco yesterday, and he was so far down the list, no one would have picked him. He was huge. I cleaned up last night. It's a fun way to play. Check it out, draft.com. Use promo code SD Sports. That's the kicker of all this gibberish. SD Sports for a free entry into a $3 tournament when you make your first deposit. And if you don't like it, they'll refund your money up to $100. Call it good. You can walk away. But it is a ton of fun. Drafts fill in all the time. So give it a try. If you have any questions, feel free to ask. But draft.com, promo code SD Sports, and it's something you'll really, really enjoy. Let's get into your bats for the day. Catcher Gary Sanchez, 49, is in play. If you want to go up that route against Gausman, it's going to be a chalky slate, I have a feeling. But some of the guys are priced up so much, it's tough to get McCullers with them. So that's why it'll depend if you use him or not. Farther down you go, you got guys like Brian McCann against Luis Perdomo. Lefties hit Perdomo very, very well. So McCann at $3,500. Definite upside there. A guy like Russell Martin, $3,400 versus Matt Moore. You got to love that. Matt Moore. Toronto is very, very popular tonight. So is Texas. But Toronto, they have a total of five. It's the third highest on the slate. Lefties, $438. Righties, $330 off of Matt Moore. So a lot to like there with Russell Martin at $3,400. Farther down you go, if the Giants-Dodgers game does play, Austin Barnes is $3,200. That's intriguing against Derek Holland, who is not good at baseball. Farther down we look, you got a few guys like if Luke Maley cracks the lineup for Toronto, we've been seeing that a lot. He's played good in short samples. He's $2,800. I don't hate that at all. In his two games this year, he is 2-for-5 with two doubles, two ribbies for 16 points. His other game, 1-for-3 with a ribby and 12 points. So he's been very productive in his two starts so far. It'd be a great spot against Moore, and he can save some money at 28. So keep an eye on Luke Maley in that matchup. Caleb Joseph for Baltimore going up against CC Sabathia at $2,800 has some upside. Tucker Barnhart at 28 versus Trevor Williams if you're not using Williams. Tucker Barnhart at 28, definitely in play there. Guy like Bruce Maxwell, if he cracks the lineup at 27, we talked about him the other day, had a pretty productive 11-point game against Texas. If he makes a start against Bridwell at 27, definitely could see myself turning in that direction. Other than that, check the lineups for your catchers on today's slate. Let's head over to the first base position. You got Joey Votto at 52, just can't get it going yet. We know he's great. It's just hard to pay for a guy that's not producing at the moment. But a guy like Justin Smoke, $4,700, switch hitter, hits lefties well. Matt Moore is in trouble on that one. Smoke's a great play. He's on fire to start the year, so definitely liking him. A guy like Joey Gallo, $4,500, good upside on that matchup. That's going to be an absolute shootout. It should be. In that matchup. Josh Bell coming off well, going with Castillo at 43. I'll probably stay away there, but I do like Bell, especially long-term. This kid is playing some really, really good baseball. So keep an eye on him at $4,300. The farther down you look, you got guys like Matt Olson at $4,200 versus Bridwell. That is a solid, solid look there as well. After guys like Matt Olson, it's obviously not going to be as strong, but Eric Thames at 38 is okay. I like Hendricks a lot. I don't like him in that ballpark, but if you want to use Hendricks at 94, I don't hate it. It's just a tough matchup there against the Milwaukee team that can blow up, and he doesn't strike out the world, but Milwaukee does strike out a bunch, so Hendricks isn't bad, but Thames at 38 has got that power upside you do like to see there. A guy like Tyler Austin, he's $3,500 if he cracks the lineup. He is intriguing. It's a righty-righty matchup, so not so much. But if he cracks the lineup at 35, that power upside versus Gausman could definitely come into play. Farther down you go, like Brandon Belt at 33. Make sure the game plays. A Trey Mancini at 33 always has that power upside. You know, he's very streaky, not going to do a ton. But the power's definitely there. He's got double-digit production in two of his six games this year. So $3,300, definite upside in that matchup. Other than that, maybe check your lines. Louis Valbuena at 3K could have some upside there as well if he cracks the lineup, if you feel like punting. Second base, Altuve at 55. That price just keeps going up. My goodness. Zach Cozart at 43 is very intriguing. He's just raking to start the year, but I believe he's injured last I checked. Nope, he's still playing. I know he was banged up a little bit, but he's in there. Chris Taylor at 4K against Derek Holland. Very solid. Second base outfield eligible. Hits lefties really, really well at the top of that Dodgers order. Again, I'll keep prefacing it. That game looks nasty for the weather. You go down some more. I got Joe Panik at 38. Adam Frazier, if he cracks the lineup, 37 for Pittsburgh, second base outfield eligible. We do like him quite a bit this year. But like Jonathan Scope, tremendous power versus left-handed pitching. 3,600. Baltimore definitely priced down versus CC Sabathia in this matchup. So a guy like Johnny Scope at 36, big return possibilities there against a guy like CC. Don't hate that at all. Scooter Jeanette, 35 versus Trevor Williams, could come into play as well. Neil Walker at 33 versus Gossman. That's a very nice value also. So you can get some savings here at second base. Scope, Walker, Lowry. Jed Lowry, a guy we love to play, bats third in that A's lineup. He's $3,300. He's been this cheap pretty much all year, and all he does is last two games, 15, 14, then he had a 0, then a 9, a 0, a 7, a 3, and a 6. So six or more points in like four or five games this year, which is very good because he's always in that low threes. So a lot to like in that respect. A guy like Ruby Odor has been absolutely horrible, but if you want to play for that home run upside, $3,100 in a band box of Texas against Estrada is very, very good savings. Let's go to the third base position. Chris Bryant is $5,400. I prefer to go $4,800 to Josh Donaldson. He may be extremely chalky, but A, crushes lefties in Texas, wind blowing out, everything to like here. Here's some game logs for you. 7, 25, 14, 11, 9, 0, 7. So 7 or more points in all but two games this year, or one game this year, my bad. All but one game, 7 or more. That's pretty darn good, $4,800. For Josh Donaldson, like that, a ton. You go down, mention Cozart. You got Manny Machado at 42 versus CC. Manny's third base shortstop eligible, so there's a lot to like there with Manny as well. Travis Shaw at 39 is intriguing, but not like ideal. Matt Chapman at 37 is always worth a look. Tim Beckham at Baltimore, third base shortstop eligible against CC at 35. This Baltimore, I love fading them because they just have been inconsistent, but if you want to throw some stuff out there. They got some upside, but just they can be such a downer. Farther you go, you got guys like Logan Forsythe at 32. Colin Moran at 32 is interesting, but here's one that's way too cheap, way, way too cheap. Adrian Beltre is $3,100 against Marco Estrada. Adrian Beltre, no respect for Mr. Adrian. So $3,100 for Adrian. He's definitely a guy to keep an eye on if you want to save some money. And Estrada's got some reverse splits. Lefty's 288, righty's 367. So Adrian Beltre at 31, definite value upside in that matchup. Let's go to the shortstop position. We got guys like Carlos Correa at 5K. Didi Gregorius, 47. He continues to just crush baseballs. He's in play again tonight at $4,700. 13 more points yesterday. He had 52 points a couple games ago. 52. Like, seriously, my goodness. So $4,700 there. I mentioned Machado at 42. I do like him. Guy like Elvis Andrus at 37. These Texas guys are way too cheap in this matchup. Way too cheap. Because everyone's going to be focusing on the Toronto Blue Jays against Matt Boren, rightfully so. But Estrada is no freaking, you know, angel either. You could definitely get to him. When you look at Estrada, not a big strikeout guy at all. And he's kind of an even ground ball to fly ball guy so far this season in one start, so not a ton to look at there, obviously, but Andrus at 37 is intriguing. Mentioned Tim Beckham. Andrelton Simmons is only 34, not where I'm going, but he's there. B-Craw hits lefties okay, or it's my head is a righty. Never mind, $2,900 is not bad for B-Craw. If you need a punt again, make sure the game plays, which is not going to be easy because it's like the last game of the night, so you got to take your. If you want to gamble, if that's where you gamble, no one's going to own anybody in that game. But hopefully they just call it early. We call it a day. Let's go to the outfield. Giancarlo at 56 is in play. Trout at 55, I think, is a really good play tonight. Really good against Gossett, who's just bad, bad at pitching. Aaron Judge went deep again yesterday. He's 53. So these are all your captain obvious plays. You go down to down to down to down. Low Kane at 46. Not bad versus Hendricks, but not ideal. K with the Chris Davis, 46. Mentioned Joey Gallo at 45. Gregory Polanco, 44. If you believe Castillo's broken, I love Polanco again tonight. Another big day yesterday. He's just been a machine out there, averaging 14.2 points a game. So a guy like Polanco at 44 is worth a look. You go down farther. Yasiel Puig against Holland at 42, again, if the game plays. But Brett Gardner at 41 versus Gossman, not a bad look there. Josh Reddick at 4K against Perdomo. I like lefties at Perdomo extremely well. We mentioned Chris Taylor at 4K. Marwin Gonzalez, $3,900 if you want a piece of that Astros lineup who have one of the highest totals on the slate at 5.2. He's a lefty against Perdomo, which is definitely worth a look there. Shohei Ohtani, 3,900 versus Gossett is a very good looking play as well. The Angels have a decent total of about 4.7, and Gossett's getting hit by lefties and righties at over 380 clip each, which is not good. Not good, Bob. All right, so after Ohtani at 39, you got guys like Randall Grichuk against Matt Moore at 37. I love that play. That's some good value in that matchup there. Adam Jones at 37 versus Sabathia. Jones is off to a hot start this year, averaging 10.1 points a game. He went deep yesterday. Game logs at 21-4, 24-6 in his last four games at 3,700 versus CC. I don't mind that at all. Again, Adam Frazier, we talked about. Matt Kemp in play against Holland at 36. Kiki Hernandez at 35 versus Holland is in play as well. But you want some more value. Nomar Mazara at 34 versus Estrada is really, really solid. The one I like even more, though, is Sin Soo Choo at 34, leading off with the shields out. Absolutely great play, back-to-back 16-point games in Oakland. Now he comes home to a better ballpark to hit in against Estrada at 34. Definitely in play there. Both those guys could give you some nice savings. You got him farther. Cole Calhoun at 34 is in play. Kevin Pillar at 32 versus Matt Moore is a really solid-looking play there. I like that quite a bit as well. So some nice value down low in the outfield if you want to pay up at other positions. Matt Joyce, 3,100 versus Parker Bidwell could come into play. Other than that, I'm not going to go too much farther down. Like Boog Powell's 29 if you need a punt. But check your lineups. See what's available as you build throughout the day. And again, check the weather as it's very, very nasty. Well, that wraps up our position-by-position breakdown. Again, recapping your pitching up top, Lance McCullers and Kenta Maeda. In the middle, Luis Castillo, Trevor Williams, and CC Sabathia. Down below, Parker Bridwell and Kevin Gausman. So pick it wisely. McCullers by far the top play on the slate, but you know that doesn't always pan out the same. Talking stacks, Astros versus Perdomo, Yankees versus Gausman, Blue Jays versus Moore, Rangers versus Estrada. Those are your big boys on the day. But then you can look at sneakier ones like the Angels, maybe a little bit of Baltimore against CC, and some Oakland versus Parker Bridwell could be interesting stacks as well. Let's look at your BVP on this slate before we wrap it up. You know, starting next week, we'll probably have those 15-game, hour-long podcasts, but these shorties, I don't mind at all. I actually prefer them if we could, but it doesn't always work out that way. So starting out, Reds, Pirates, you know, these are two young pitchers, haven't seen a ton of each other. Votto, 5-for-11, three doubles off of Trevor Williams. Baltimore, the Yankees, Aaron Judge, 6-for-12 with a double and three homers off Gausman. Gary Sanchez, 4-for-13 with a homer. Brett Gardner, 13-for-40, two doubles and a homer. So you can tell they kind of like each other a little bit. But here's the fun one. Manny Machado versus CeCe hitting 353, 18-for-51, six doubles, three homers. Adam Jones hitting 304, and this is called a sample size, folks. 24-for-79, four doubles, a triple, and five homers. Remember, he was like $3,700. Johnny Scopes taking him deep. Danny Valencia, who does hit lefties really well. Valencia cracks the lineup. He could be a value as well. He's taken him deep. Blue Jays, Rangers, Chu and Mazara have both taken Estrada deep. Chu 4-for-11, Mazara 3-for-10. Rugi Odor's got a homer as well. For the Jays versus Matt Moore, Kendrick Morales taking a deep. Russell Martin 3-for-9 with a double and two homers. Josh Donaldson 3-for-8 with a double and a homer. So, yeah, that was going to be a simple one there. If Steve Pierce cracks the lineup, he hits lefties well also. He's 5-for-16 lifetime versus Matt Moore. Cubs, Brewers, Travis Shaw, 4-for-12 with a double and two homers off Kyle Hendricks. Someone to maybe keep an eye on as a GPP play. Josh Reddick, 4-for-5 with a homer off of Luis Perdomo. Keep him in mind. Matt Olson, 2-for-4, two homers off Parker Bridwell. Bruce Maxwell, 3-for-4 with the homer. I like Bruce as a cheapie if he's in the lineup. Other than that, like Joe Panic, 5-for-12 with a homer off Maeda. McCutchen's taking him deep twice. That's pretty much your BVP, and that's your quick hits for Friday, April 6th. Again, there's two games early. You have the Rockies home opener and the Indians home openers. That's a two-game early slate, and then you have a seven-game main slate to break it down. If you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDIntric. We are TheSportsDGens at TheSportsDGens.com. UFC 223 pay-per-view podcast dropped late last night. with Doc, Chris, and Wes. Great stuff they put out there. The Masters is rocking and rolling. We got tons of content coming out, so check it all out. Remember, check out our partner at Draft. Use promo code SDSports for entry to a free $3 tournament with your first deposit. And if you have also questions, come in the Sports DGen Slack chat where we talk all sports, season long, DFS, anything you're looking at. We're there chatting it up, and other people are too. So come join us. And until next week, this is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, April 6th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.